Questions for Feminons, More Hard Answers Edition. 1. You are forced to get a magic tattoo. It is roughly a 2-inch square in size. When touched by any person, object, or other part of your body, you instantly become extremely, nearly ready to come, turned on. Where do you put this tattoo? Ooh, yeah. I already have 2 spots like that on my body. Not tattoos, of course, but... Yeah, if you touch those spots in the right way. Oh. So, first I'm thinking, what are the tattoos going to be of, and do I get to choose? Do I get to choose or have any say in the matter? Because the spots that I currently have, like, there's one way to, what the fuck is the word I'm thinking of? I'm gonna say ignite, but that's not the right word. There's like one way to press the go button, basically. So, it'd be nifty if the tattoo could have some kind of, like, if it could be like a line design thing, or just anything that could be like traceable. Because, like, a finger tracing over it, like, continuously or back and forth, if it's not, like, a looped design thing, that could feel really fucking good. But... but that's not what the question's even asking, so, yeah. Where would I put it? I could put it over one of the spots that are already there, but I don't know. I kind of would like to, like, not change those, I guess. I could like the symmetry and the balance of it, and not knowing that, like, one is stronger than the other, and, like, it's always, I don't know, some element of, like, surprise or some whatever that I would like to, I'd like to maintain the integrity of or something. So, I think I would put it on my scalp somewhere. Like, back of my head, or, like, near the bottom, or just somewhere where you're not gonna notice that, you know, I had a little patch of fucking hair on my head shaved off in order to get a tattoo while it grows back. So, probably somewhere, like, on the back of my head or whatever. But that seems like it would interfere the least with the rest of my life, but still add a few benefits to... Just because, I mean, I fucking hate doing my hair. My hair is such a fucking pain in the ass. And this would make me not hate doing my hair as much anymore, which would be a good thing, probably. and, like, have you ever had somebody massage your scalp? Like fingernails or fingertips are just, like running their hands through your hair and, like, over your scalp. And that just, fuck, doesn't that feel so good? Oh, God. Yeah. So that... the tattoo thing would just enhance the fuck out of that, which, oh yeah, I could definitely live with that. and anywhere else, it just seems like it would be too much of, like, a liability, I guess, or, yeah, I don't know. I get very distracted when I get that turned on. So, to have that be able to happen just because something, like, brushed against the part of my body that this thing is on, it seems kind of dangerous, maybe. So, yeah, we're going to just stick with scalp. Alright, 2. You're at a zoo and terrorists take it over. In order to escape with your life, you must have sex with one of the animals. Which of the animals do you fuck? Okay, we're gonna go with duck. Yeah, ducks are horny, rapey little bastards, so I probably wouldn't, I mean, I'm not a fucking female duck, obviously, but I imagine it wouldn't take too long to convince it to do its thing, and doing its thing for a duck pretty much means, I mean, it would be over really quickly. That's what I'm going for here. And plus, it would be fucking hilarious because they have corkscrew cocks. But yeah, duck sex is basically chase the female down, push your little spots together, and then boing, and the corkscrew duck penis thing pretty much airbags out. And like when the duck pops, he pretty much pops like right at the same time. So it's kind of all in one fluid, fucking hilarious motion. And then it's done. So yeah, duck is gonna be the way to go for this one for me, I think. Unless, of course, unless. Oh, excuse me. Unless, of course, doing this gets the animal like on my side or whatever, or it and the rest of the ones in its enclosure become my buddies and will go and attack the terrorists or whoever the fuck else if I say to. Because that could happen. I mean, this is already kind of unrealistic-ish, sort of. I mean, this little addition would be pushing those boundaries quite a bit more, but yeah, if that could be the case, then I'm gonna go for something badass, like a fucking tiger, or leopard paw. Nah, yeah, leopard or tiger, yeah. And like all the cool stuff, all the cool like attack stuff that wouldn't be like 100% just absolutely guaranteed of like ripping me apart and killing me. It's just like, yeah, all the ones that wouldn't do that. There's just, I'm trying to get around like the sweaty hair all over the fur and I'm trying to like get around that, and I'm not really thinking of any animals that would fit that bill. So I'm just gonna go for something that wouldn't be able to fuck some shit up afterwards. Maybe a hyena, but those are kind of, I don't know if the chicks can actually be the ones to do it, or if they are, if that's all just for posturing. But if they can, I would maybe go for the hyenas, because it'd be really badass to have them on your side, and for some reason it being a girl will just make it somehow better in my mind, or easier, or less dramatic and gross. Yeah. And if it's like a I mean, this one's just interesting. I'm sure it wouldn't be a water thing, and this wouldn't be enough of like a show or whatever to be satisfactory, I guess. But Nautilus, those little the golden spiral, golden ratio thing that always gets illustrated, like the thing that they use, a little shell that they use, that's a Nautilus. And those little dudes, they have like satellite penises. Like they send their cocks out separate from their bodies, swimming away to go find a female. It was actually thought that those were a whole species unto themselves for a while, or unto themselves, whatever, for a while. But yeah, I don't know. I don't think I would actually want that, because that would just seem too parasitic and creepy and just, ugh, I don't know. But yeah, just interesting little. I know way too much about animal mating things, if you haven't noticed, but interesting little tidbit there. Yeah, so duck or tiger slash leopard. And if it's gonna be one of the big cats, like all of my clothing and all, like there has to be a whole lot of shit like on my neck or on wherever they bite to like keep me in place, and a bunch of shit like on my front for the whole claw thing for keeping me in place, like, preferably really thick layers of like leather, like with jack the arm thingies from the bird cages or whatever. And yeah, because that's not gonna feel too good. I'm pretty sure they always do that part, so there's that. All right. 3. A group of violent men are about to gang rape you, excuse me. They hand you your phone. You must have someone listen to the entire gang rape or you die. Who on your contact list do you have listened to it? There's a certain somebody that I have in mind who... There's actually kind of a chance that this person would maybe, like, get off to it in a weird way. And afterwards, more than likely, go and hunt them all down and kill them. So I'm going to go with that person. Yeah. Let's see. 4. You're in purgatory. There's been a clerical error. The only way to get back into the line... God, I can't read for shit today. The only way to get back into the line to heaven is to have sex and have an orgasm with one of the following. Bin Laden, Mao Zedong, Stalin, and Hitler. Which of them can make you come? Do I want to go back? Like, do I want to get back in that line though? I mean, heaven seems kind of boring and like blah. But yeah, anyway, I'm looking for like loopholes to get out of the question here. Okay, so I'm pretty sure that I would be equally disgusted with all of them based on the, you know, their reputations and all the shit that they've done badly. So I'm just not even going to take that part into account here because I don't know that anybody's shit being like a little bit less or worse in my mind or whatever. However, I try to, you know, figure that out in my head to make it all right. I don't know that it would be able to make that much of a difference. So I'm just going to try and put that whole part out of my head completely and go for like the superficial, shallow, just on the surface level stuff here. And that's my strategy plan. Yeah. So I am kind of an accent junkie. And of the 4 available here, the only one that really has ever done much for me is Russian. So Stalin is in the lead already just for that. And like, I don't know, just some, not every Russian accent, but like some of them in particular, just, oh yeah. And I mean, German somewhat too, a little bit sometimes, but not as frequently. So yeah, just judging on like accent is the only criteria, we're going to say Stalin. And then I was thinking about like Bin Laden, how he died and like his circumstances just before death and like what they did with his body afterwards. And like, that just, I mean, I know, yeah, you know, you don't have like a form or whatever still after you die in this situation, I think at least, but like you're going to be doing it. So there's got to be some kind of form. Yeah, so going with the assumption that whatever condition your form was left in is what it'll be in, you know, in purgatory or whatever. I don't know. Bin Laden just doesn't, like, the soggy and the all, like, dirty and gross and, like, just dirty and hiding in the dirt before that, like, it just, blah. That's kind of a turnoff in many, many ways. And then Hitler, I actually looked him and Stalin up because Hitler, I thought that it was like a cyanide thing, but I wasn't quite sure. So I wanted to look it up and be sure. And Stalin, I had no fucking clue how he died. And Mao's out because his dick didn't even work by the time he fucking died for like, like years leading up to his death. I'm pretty sure if I'm remembering this correctly, his dick just didn't, like, he just didn't anymore. They didn't do that anymore. So, I mean, he's kind of out just by default for that. unless, does it have to be like straight up sex, or do I just have to get off and they have to be involved? Yeah, no, because I'm gonna have to rethink all this whole thing and just, no, so. anyway, so Stalin and Hitler. Hitler, what I read, and I mean, I just like Wikipedia these, but Hitler apparently it was, I think it was like inconclusive whether it was gunshot or cyanide pill thing, but he and Ava both did it at the same time, and the bodies were both burned afterwards. So, yeah, a threesome with like a pile of ashes just doesn't really sound. It doesn't sound like it has a good chance of getting me off. I mean, I do like fire, and I do kind of get sexually excited by fire. But that part would be like long done and over with in this instance, and it would just be like a pile of ashes. And yeah, so they're kind of out of the running too. Or he, whatever, is out of the running. But Stalin, I mean, dude pretty much died peacefully in his bed. Like his heart or his, I don't know if I went to the Wikipedia page on him or not, or just like scrolled down the fucking Google results thing, but I was seeing things about how it was either like just a massive heart attack or like an aneurysm thing in his head. And yeah, but like either way, he died peacefully in bed and like clean and resting and not like flooded by like fear and stress hormones. Like, I mean, obviously, yeah, long term, you know, constant stress kind of, but I mean like the urgency and the craziness of dying like a very like fight or flight kind of that sort of death, like those, that sort of like fear and crap wouldn't have been present because he just died peacefully in bed. So yeah, I think we're definitely gonna go with Stalin here for those two reasons. Yeah. All right. 5. You are a professional webcam girl. Your newest client has strange tastes. His latest task is to perform a tease followed by a sex act to get him off. You must use the following objects: a large tub of vanilla ice cream, an entire roll of tinfoil, and a cat. What is the most arousing thing you can do with these objects? All right. Got a whole plan for this. We go step by step here. Get up, leave the bedroom like where my computer is and stuff, and the cat for that matter, and go into the kitchen and get the tub of ice cream and get the tinfoil and get like a bowl and a few other just like set up preliminary things or whatever. Like take all that and go back into my bedroom and open the door to go back in there, and the cat will run out because she'll have woken up hearing all the noise in the kitchen and want to go and see if I left any ice cream crumbs on the ground for her or whatever. Just, yeah. So she'll run out and I'll shut the door behind her so that I can finish the prep work stuff without her raping the fucking ice cream thing. So get back in my room, put the ice cream somewhere where it can like melt like in the bowl or whatever. Just get it softened because it needs to be in like liquidy form, and take the tinfoil and just spread it out all over the area, like on the ground, and put plastic down underneath it just because if it like strips itself, like it's not going to keep it from getting onto like the carpet or whatever. So like plastic, whatever, underneath that first, and then tinfoil down there, and then tinfoil like up like along the walls or like just like in the suspended in the air, like from the ceiling or something behind me. I don't fucking know. But just like around me, like in an array around me, and in front of me, I suppose too. I guess actually, I think they put it in front of you, don't they? I'm thinking of those like light reflector things that look like the things that you put in your windshield in the summertime when it's hot as fuck to like protect the dash and keep the car, like the cab, from getting so fucking hot inside. Those things that photographers use when they like photograph people outdoors to get the light to like be on their face or blind them and fucking look all squinty and shit. I'm thinking like use the tinfoil like that just to reflect light. Yeah, so do that. And then of course, I mean this part, this is just a given, but make an entire fucking like lingerie set outfit thing out of tinfoil. Yeah. Like I'm talking like the panties and like little like tinfoil like frillies for the panties and like some kind of bra setup thing, stockings. Like I'm going as fucking autistic as possible on this one, just because why the fuck not? What, you hand me a roll of tinfoil and tell me to like have at it, and it's, these are the kind of things that are gonna happen. That's just, that's how I roll. So once I've got all that set up, the ice cream should be melty, mostly. I don't know, I'm probably gonna have to like microwave that for a second or two, but yeah, so get the cat back in there and get the webcam client guy, get him like fired up on the webcam thing, and like lay down and sit down, or like put myself in front of the thing or whatever, and like put like a drop or two of ice cream like on my nipple and have the cat lick it off, and then the cat can go away, because that's like her, but it's technically part of it, but I'm keeping that as minimal as possible, because so yeah, the cat can go away after that, and the rest of it I would probably just pour the ice cream on myself, or like dribble it on myself and dance around like a retard while taking the fucking tinfoil outfit off. And then the sex act part would be, I don't know, I'd figure out a way to like get the ice cream in me so that I could like spew it back out again or something. I don't know. Yeah, okay, so that's that. Those are the five questions.